Shakespeare and Company is currently presenting William Shakespeare's Twelfth Night, directed by Company Artistic Director Alan Burroughs. The classic showcases a rich, affecting, and deeply funny story of longing, love, and laughter. Performances run through August 4th in the Tina Packer Playhouse. The production of Twelfth Night, or What You Will, unfolds in a mutable landscape of yearning and surprises set in a dance hall on a boardwalk by the seashore in 1959. It is the story of what arises from a shipwreck, the madness of love, and that shipwreck called love. Helmed by Burroughs, who has previously acted in three different productions of Twelfth Night, including the main stage production of Shakespeare and Company in 1991, joins us this morning. Always a pleasure to have you here. Thank you very much.
Great to see you, Joe.
Always a pleasure. Also, two of the actors join us as well, Miles Anderson and Bella Merlin. Thank you both for being with us.
Thank you for having us.
It's a great pleasure. All right, Alan, let us begin with you of what you wanted to do with this particular production.
Well, as you know, Joe, we like to think that we do productions in reflection of current environments and not necessarily in reaction to. And for me to set this play in 1959 at a time when we were just on the cusp of coming into the 60s where everything blew open, I felt that there were a lot of parallels between this play where everything is about things being tamped down and so much yearning. And everyone is in love with at least the idea of love. And everything starts out very compact and then blows open. So I felt I'd also take advantage of a rich cultural history from that time. Motown had just opened its doors, and jazz was busting out all over. And so I felt like setting it in a dance hall right on the beach would be a very rich environment for us to work in.
So with that, and once you have the environment, how does it that impacts everything, right?
It does at the outset, and then you kind of forget about it because it becomes a world unto itself. These actors have just been extraordinary on exploring these relationships and really making it about something that's larger, not just of the time period, but really a reflection on humanity and who we are, how we relate to each other. And this play, you know, the poetry in this play really holds up in that regard.
Bella Merlin plays Maria. Miles Anderson plays Malvolio. So let us begin with you, Bella, of what it has been like to take Maria into this particular setting.
Well, the character is a very mischievous character. I didn't quite realize how much I enjoyed being mischievous, and she has it in for Malvolio, and it just so happens that Miles is also my husband, so I get to get mean to my husband for every night for a month.
And get paid for it. That's even better, right?
Oh, I mean... yes, I forgot that bit. Indeed. But one of the real joys of working at Shakespeare and Company is that not only does Alan have such an interest in the language, obviously everything begins and ends with the language, the company also has a tradition for such robust physical athletic productions and this amazing actor-audience relationship. So every night we get out there and it's a whole new experience because our audience is a new experience. So it's a really vibrant and delightful experience of the play and a place to work at.
We also have several musicians in the show. So it's a very musical piece.
Miles, your take on...
My take on Malvolio or the play?
And what your wife just said.
Well, she is mean to me. I mean, I play the clown. Really, I suppose he is the clown of the piece, which is a kind of natural thing for me to play. Really, I was always the clown at home. But it's just a great pleasure to be here at Shakespeare and Co. I mean, I've seen their work. I saw their work at the last two seasons. I'd seen Alan's production of The Tempest last year.
Year before.
Well, when you get to my age, 1 year and another year, they just roll in, you know.
All blend together.
And yeah. I really want to work with this guy. His ideas are completely crazy. And those are the sort of people I like working with.
Well, there's a I know, endorsement. No, that's
me,
a great endorsement.
Coming from Miles, that's high praise. If he calls me crazy, we can start right there.
That's a good baseline, isn't it? Yeah. So give me a sense of how do you think of it as crazy when you start off of like, oh, how are we going to pull this off? Or do you always have it kind of in your mind of, oh, this is how it's going to unfold?
It's kind of hammer and tongs the whole way, really.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a big believer in collective thought, and so it's really about getting the cast into the room and seeing what all the dynamics are and then going from there, kind of giving them a structure and a storyline and a narrative and a toehold, something of a skeleton, say, look, this is kind of what I'd like to do. This was where we were in the world at that time, and this is what I feel the overarching themes of the play are, and the rest is kind of up to you, so have at it. I try not to be too invasive, you know, as a director,
yeah.
And kind of I'm not what I call a toy soldier director. I don't sit at home and I don't act it all out through the middle of the night with toy soldiers and then come in and tell people, oh, this is exactly what you want to do.
Okay, but if you ever do that, I want to see it.
It's a great parallel
Sounds
play.
Fun.
Yeah. As a parallel universe, it's a
good.
Ball.
He says things like, how about if you tried doing so-and-so? And you think, well, that's a pretty stupid idea. Why did you say that? But then you try it out and you think, wow. Oh my goodness, I see that works. That's
now, before,
really
from the time he says it to the time you try it out, do you tell them that you think it's a stupid idea?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Well,
sometimes he will say, I'll say, that really doesn't work, that bit of business. And he says, well, it was your idea. It wasn't mine. My idea.
One thing about Miles, which is great, is you tell him an idea, he goes, that is ridiculous, but I'll try it.
You know?
He'll always try something. And then he'll try it. And then he'll try something, and I'll say, wow, that was terrible. Why'd you do it that way? That's not at all what I meant. So,
yeah. What is overall? This seems having seen productions of Twelfth Night in the past, it seems like a very fun thing, right?
It is. There is a dark side to Twelfth Night. I mean, there is. You can go off the cliff in terms of the second half of the play.
Right.
I mean, there's the dark side of comeuppance, too. I mean, here Malvolio, he gets all puffed up about himself and thinks that he's in love with his boss. They take advantage of that because he's mean to the other people in the household. And then they stick it to him. And then it's a question of how far is too far? Where do you essentially, if you're getting back at someone, how far do you get back before it becomes too much? And that's some of the questions that this play asks.
Yeah, otherwise I think you end up with, I've seen productions where you end up where people are walking out saying, oh, my God, what a depressing play.
Yeah.
And this production isn't. It's a very, very funny
yeah.
production.
Yeah.
And people should rush to go and see it.
And it's playful and it's thought-provoking. We had some family audiences in on Sunday. We did a matinee and there were lots of young people in the audience. And there's something for everybody. There's obviously the wit and delicacy of Shakespeare's language, but then
yes.
There's the robust physical comedy the serious side of what Alan and Miles is saying about the lunacy, if you like. The play is about when do we do things that are foolish, and we all do them. And folly and madness and foolery are all very much a part of the texture of the play. So
you see, there is an intelligent voice sitting at the table.
Yes,
I happen to be married to it. Really, I'm really
very proud of that. In our remaining 90 seconds, tell us what else is happening at the Shakespeare and Company.
Well, we're about to open Taming of the Shrew over at the Mount, and we're in rehearsal for The Children. And then outside in the Roman Garden Theater, we have Merry Wives of Windsor, which is a completely ridiculous play. There's no real dark side to that at all. And then Top Dog, Underdog by Susan Laurie Parks will be in the main stage. And then Time Stands Still by Donald Margulies wraps up our season. We also have a workshop production of Coriolanus that's coming up this summer. So
Which
we have a lot going on.
Features you, I think you should say.
It does. After in the lifespan of the company, Tina Packer and I have never been on stage together. And so this will be a first.
How does that happen?
She'll be playing my mother.
Oh.
Well, very exciting.
yeah, very exciting and certainly ripe for therapy.
Yeah.
And finally, then also Waverly Gallery is just finishing up.
Waverly Gallery, which was a wonderful journey for people about, you know, the exploration of how we take care of our elders, essentially, and what happens. It's something that everyone is ultimately faced with. That's one more weekend for that. And so we're off to a great start.
Absolutely. Shakespeare & Company is currently presenting William Shakespeare's 12th Night. Performances run through August 4th in the Tina Packer Playhouse. You can find out about that as well as the entire season by going to shakespeare.org. Alan Burroughs, Miles Anderson, and Bella Merlin, thank you so much for being with us. Have a beautiful production, and thank you for sharing
your...
Thank
you so much.
Have a wonderful day.
...with us. I thank you.
Thank you, Joe.
Be well. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.